Chavilitz, then I want to thank the parents of Chaydish, first of all, Penny Schwartz, the Zeich Nishmas, Rocha Gittel, Bas, and Naftali, Zechon Levracha, Nishom Shamdaliyah, and the whole family shall have Nachis, and the parents of Hayom, the Yehuda Stern, the Stern family, the Ili Nishmas, Rochel Bas Tzvi, the Nishom Shamdaliyah, and the whole family shall have Simcha, Nachis, and Brocha. Okay, I want to finish the Yosha Divrei Emes tonight. Tonight, and then Mitzvah Hashem, the next Shia, hopefully will finish the Hakdama, as hard as it is for me to move away from this, because there really would need to be, if it would be done intelligently. I said to one of the Chavayim today, if it would be in Yeshiva and be learning every day, then we'd be able to concentrate everything in 2 weeks. Instead, everything is spread out so much. Really, I need to give, it would really be proper to give at least another 10 to 15 shiurim to prepare for the to get into Zareya. But I understand by then I might be the only person left in the Shia. And just, it hurts me because I learn like that. All of my learning Gemara, I try everything as much as possible to do it as thoroughly as I can. And I don't like to shortchange Jews. I want to learn the sugya properly. This is an Indian Shabbos, the Melacha on Shabbos. There's so many Maharals and Rabbeinu Bechayas. There's so many Shluach Kodesh. There's so much from the Alter Rebbe. There's so much from Rabbi Nachman. But I understand I can't do everything like that if we have a shiur once a week. And it's going to have to be, I'll have to come back to some things as we go along, because that's the right way to do things. So I hope that between this shiur and next week, we'll finish the sugya. Finish. We'll have some understanding of the sugya of Aliyas Ha'olamos, and then following that, we're going to begin with the nigla part of the Melacha of Zareya, with the nigla, as in halacha, the first of the Melacha. So we're going to leave out for now the whole conversation about the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, and Yerushalayim, and the Lamedes Melachos, and all the Zoyas and Kisvei. We'll try to come back to that when we have time in the future. Let's finish the Yosha Divrei Emes, which is the seminal piece in all of Kisvei Chassidus and the sugya of the Aliyas Ha'olamos. One page, I don't know, I have a different sefer. We're up to where it says Ulefiza. We're in Ois Mem Ches, where it says Lefiza im Eine Seichel Lecha. You have it? What's it? Kuf Yud Tes. Where it says, Lefiza im Eine Seichel Lecha. The tzaddik here, of course, is explaining to us who he assumes have some seichel. He hopes we have some seichel to understand this. It's hard in you. What's the meaning of Nishami Yaseir? What are we davening for on by Kabbal Shabbos? Nishmas and Chadit. And what does it mean to have a new Nishama? An extra Nishabas, Nishmas and Chadit, Nishami Yaseir. What is that? Nishmas and Chadit. Has that changed the way we see the world? Has that changed the way we look at ourselves? We don't see things happening on Shabbos in a way that's different. So what does that mean, Nishmas and Chadetin? That's really the sugi that we're in. So we were talking about what Aliyas Ha'olamos means and why we say by Kabbal Shabbos, Ufros Aleinu Sukkas Rachamim Chaim Shalom. What does sukkah have to do with what we're learning? And we spoke about the Shach and that possibility of a Jew to come into contact through the little cracks that are on Shabbos, that there's an ability for us to have some contact with the world beyond this world. Beyond doesn't mean in outer space. It means the pnimius, the pnimius, the reality of Hashem's machshava, the reality of everything being elokus, that everything is God. That during the week it's so thick, the ceiling between heaven and earth, that it's hard for us to come into that contact. Shabbos is the sukkah, there are openings, the schach, and we can make that contact. And as a result of that, we can feel the reality of nishmas mechadetin. It doesn't mean a different neshama. It doesn't mean something we don't have. It means the neshama. But it's a neshamadikke life as opposed to the magushamadikke life that we're living the whole 6 days of the week. We're able to actually to come into contact with who we really are and what the essence of reality is, which is elokus. Everything is elokus. So we're up to the words lefiza. Let's go quickly. Tovin ike yoyma Shabbos ulis davik b'Hashem esbarach b'tfila v'toyra. Now, here in the notes in the new edition of the Yeshiva Emes, he brings from the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu Rabba and from the Tur. This is brought down the halacha that Shabbos is a day that, because of what Shabbos is, as we've just been learning, he says, "Ikar Yom Shabbos was Dabek Hashem is Baruch Betfilah V'Torah." That the Ikar of Shabbos, since it's a day when we are in that place of Nishmas and Chaditin, that we should satisfy and indulge our neshamas and what our neshamas are craving for. Our neshamas are craving for, besides the kugel and the cholent, we'll get to that, our neshamas are craving for Torah and Tefillah. And this is brought down again in the Tur, Simon Reis Sadik. We don't have time to start going into the Ma'ar Mekaymas. Well, the Zekar B'Zayar, Hai Yoyma Dinishmasim. And therefore, the Zohar Kaddish, this is what the Zohar Kaddish means when it calls Shabbos Yom HaDinishmas, the day of the soul. It's not some kind of a fancy, nice thing to say. It doesn't mean, a day of the soul. Like it means it's Mamish Yom HaDinishmas. Yom HaDinishmas. I will share with you just a few sentences that's found, for those of you who have it, on Kuf Pei Beis on the bottom, the translation from the Zohar Kaddish, where it begins the sentence that Hayom Hazeh Hu Yom HaNeshamas. Just reading a little bit from the Zohar Kaddish. You don't have this. Just listen. This is very important. Hayom Hazeh. This is translated from the Zohar Kaddish. Hayom Hazeh Hu Yom HaNeshamas V'lo Yom HaGuf. Shabbos is Yom HaNeshamas V'lo Yom HaGuf. Now, why is it that we indulge the guf as well? We're going to talk about that a lot. But already we understand there's something different about what's happening with the eating. Should be different. If you're the same person on Shabbos as you are during the week, then it's just eating a lot and feeling full and getting heavier. If it's Oynik Shabbos, what Oynik Shabbos means, that's not a contradiction to Yom Dishmas, just the opposite. But we're not ready for that. Hayom Ezeh Yom HaNeshamas V'Yom HaGuf Mishum Sheshilton Surah HaNeshamasu. It's the day when the Neshamas are ruling, are in charge. Shultain Surah HaNeshamasu. V'kol Hel Yoinim V'Tachtonim Oimde B'Zivug Echad. And the Tachtonim and the Elyonim, the Kala and the Chasen, Knesset Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, are B'Zivug Echad. During the week it's not like that. B'Zivug Echad. There's a Zivug, there's a Chasen, there's a Chuppah, there's an agreement, there's a connection between the neshama and the guf in such a way. And further down, therefore, the ikar of Shabbos, which is brought down lahalacha, is the ikar of Shabbos is not sleeping and it's not eating. That is a part of Shabbos, and when it's done properly, it contributes to what Shabbos is. But the ikar of Shabbos is l'shtadl b'tfila, davening. Shirim ubetishbachos, zmiris, singing, shaladonam of Hashem, uleshtadl betorah, to indulge the neshama and yarmid the neshamas. That's the inyan of Shabbos. The ikar of Shabbos is not sleeping, it's not eating, it's not socializing, it's not hanging around. Again, everything can have a place when it's in the right, when it's in the right context. But the ikar of Shabbos is Torah, tefillah, shirais, and tishbachos. That's the inyan of Shabbos. So back into the text, v'lo yom adekaimu begufa, which alayma shemeyer shurish on neshamas, al haneshamas shebegufa. But the Baal Shem Tov said, and then the Mitzvah Shemagid said, and now the Yoshe Devei Emes is explaining to us that on this day of Shabbos, meyer shurish on neshamas, there is an aur that is shining brightly from the shurish of who we are, from the root of who we are, al haneshamas shebegufa. From the shorish of the neshama in Shemayim, that or is penetrating deep, deep into what? Into the neshama shebegufim, more than ever during the week. V'heim nechvafim elav. So some have the gears of v'heim nechsafim elav. The meaning that the neshama shebeguf, our neshamas in the guf, are filled with a great longing for the shorish of the neshama in Shemayim. Our neshamas are in Shemayim. We have the neshama shebeguf. That zivug of the neshama shebeguf to be filled ka'echsayf noyam Shabbos, to have a longing to be connected to the shurish of the neshama in its source and its root in Shemayim, that's the yom of the neshamas, not Shabbos. V'zendik v'toysus neshama yisayra. And this is called the additional neshama. That's the meaning of neshama yisayra. It doesn't mean something that we don't have. Nishmas and chadith, a new neshama, an additional neshama. It doesn't mean that. It means that the neshama that we have is able to come into contact with the root of the neshama, of where the neshama comes from, in a very deep way. The neshama shebaguf with the neshama and shamayim. V'chol zeh nirgush b'tfila. And the strongest time that one can experience this and feel this is by Shabbos davening. Is by davening. Therefore, one has to be very, very careful with Shabbos davening. Very, very careful. Because the ikar of Shabbos is the tefillas of Shabbos, the davening of Shabbos. Look, not like the hamayin am, not like the regular chevra, the hamayin am, the way that they think. And the tzaddik says, even Bali Torah, I know he's saying that even people that are learning Torah, shenem charedim al dvar Hashem isbarach, mezalzlim betfilah, that they don't really know what Shabbos is, and they see the davening as something, you know, mezalzlim betfilah. They're not careful the davening, they're mezalzlim betfilah. Whatever the zilzul, the Yoshi Devei has never ever heard of a kiddush club in his life, and he never heard of tent minyanim, and v'chuli. But mezalzlim betfilah Shabbos. Mezalzlim betfilah Shabbos. The ikar of Shabbos is tefillah. Because that's the kisufim of the neshama shebaguf, for the neshama and its shirish in Hashem's mind. That's the ikar is by davening, is by tefillah. Mezalzlim betfilah. Yoim Shabbos beinayim, inyan acher, lo yadati ma. He says, Shabbos to these people is something else. I don't know what it is, what they think Shabbos is. Lo yadati ma. I don't know what they think Shabbos is. It's not what they think it is. It's not what they think it is. Like the Baal Tan used to say, that Mashiach that everybody is waiting for is not the Mashiach that's coming. He says it's a shaloshim. It's a little bit, they're different gears, but the neshama, the Mashiach, everybody thinks that everybody's saying, we want Mashiach, I want Mashiach, where's Mashiach? He says, that's not the Mashiach what they're talking about. Same thing with Shabbos. Shabbos. So he says, I don't know what they're talking about when they say Shabbos. What does Shabbos mean when you say Shabbos? What does it mean? Shabbos. He says, I don't know what they're talking about. Aval ha'emes, but the truth is what I'm writing to you. The kol zehu dvarm amitim, and everything that I'm sharing with you, dvarm amitim b'nuim al-pi divrei chazal, everything that I'm explaining is from chazal, ha'zoyer v'ha'arizal, Ushar mefarsh. I'm not telling you anything of my own chidushim. There's no chidushim here. Uktzas medivrei Rabbeinu HaKadoshim Hanav. Yisborach Shemo Achayin L'Odom Daz. And let's finish. Mem Tes. Inyan Isser Hamalocha V'Inyan Asudis. Ois Mem Tes. Inyan Isra HaMalacha V'inyan HaSudas V'inyan HaMalacha Shnei Asub Yom HaShabbos. The Inyan of Isra HaMalacha, the Lamites Malachas, and the Inyan of the meals that we have on Shabbos. It's all one sugya. This is the sugya of Aliyas HaOlamos. Tovin Me'atzmecha Heitev B'Karacha B'Shlo U'B'Shasram. So first he says you should look in the Shloi, he brings down a lot of the Lashon of the Shloi Kodesh here in the note. And the other Svarim, Ki Inyan HaMalacha B'Olam HaZeh. Now this is what I said, there's a lot of Maharal here. There's Nefesh HaChaim. There's a lot of Ramchal. But it would take up so much time. Chaval, that we're not doing it, but at least we're getting the tamsis of what's found in the Svarim. What's the Inyan of Malacha? Ki Inyan HaMalacha B'Olam HaZeh. The inyan of bechlal, the kind of work that we do, physical work that we do, physical labor, whether or not it's more conventional physical labor, like being out on the farm, or whether, you know, it's for less fortunate people like ourselves in modern times, where we're sitting indoors suffocating behind a desk or something our entire lives. Our grandfathers had a much healthier life than we had, as you know, being outside and doing stuff, even though it was difficult, it was challenging. And the melachas of Shabbos, of course, are patterned after how the kind of melacha that was done until modern times. But whether it's outdoors or indoors, inyan ha-melacha v'olam hazeh nishava miklolas ha-nachash, the beginning of physical labor of the 39 melachas, of having to live in such a way where we must engage in those basic 39 categories of work, all of that began as a result of the chait of Adam and Chava. That was the crashing, the collapsing of the program, and where the worlds above and below became terribly, terribly divided and separated. That started with the curse of the snake, of the Nahash. And as a result of that chait, as a result of the klala, shem lamites klalas, that the Shlomo writes about in other tzaddikim, 39 types of klalas, of curses. This is the root of this is in the Pirkei Avos. I'm not going to go into the Medrash right now in Chazal about this. And you know, it's going to come up in some of our discussions with Zareya. Lamites klalas, uchenegdam lamites malkias, and the 39 malkias that a person's chayiv malkias to get lashes correspond to these 39 melachas that clearly represent the curse of earthly existence. The curse of earthly existence, the 39 melachas, the 39 malkias of punishment. Uchenegdam lamites melachas. Connected these 39 klolas, it's also connected to the parashias, this week's parasha also, Chukaisai. Connected lamites melachas, the 39 klolas, 39 malkias, and 39 melachas. Kibilade achet hayodim began Eden bedvekas Hashem Yisbarach. If not for the chet in Gan Eden, Adam, mankind, whatever would be in Gan Eden, but Dveikus Hashem Yisbarach, in that state of Dveikus, the world above and the world below would be in a perpetual state of Dveikus. V'kiyum ha-Torah ha'isa b'Gan Eden, k'mashi'ata b'Gan Eden, achar ha-p'tir b'ruchnius. And the Torah would be kept in a Gan Eden-dik state, the way that it's kept now, when the neshama leaves this world, and Torah is not kept in Gashmius, it's kept in a state of Ruchnius. There's no physical tefillin, a physical sefer Torah, but it's kept in a state of whatever that means in Ruchnius, as K'mo Shekosu B'Kama Svarim, as we're taught in the Svarim HaKadoshim. L'hoyu tzrichin l'mlochas ha'ela nizkarim b'mishneh, and there would be no need at all. There would be no need at all for the type of physical melachas that are mentioned in the Mishnah, that we're going to begin with the Mishnah. Shehim bechlal meleches halechem leachol. Bechlal meleches halechem leachol. When the Torah says that Adam and Chava were placed into the garden, into Gan Eden, la'avda u'lashamra, to work and to guard that place. So, Chazal tell us that means, b'mitzvah sasei, b'mitzvah loy sasei. La'avda u'lashamra, to work and to guard. Mitzvah sasei, b'mitzvah loy sasei, in a ruchnistike way. Again, whatever that means. In a ruchnistic way, that was how Adam and Chava and mankind would be living in Gan Eden. And there would be no need to engage in these malachas, these physical malachas that are listed in the Mishnah, which we're going to begin with, Sidur de Pas, the malachas that are necessary in order to have bread, in order to be able to bake a loaf of bread. Sidur the Pas, all the melachas beginning with planting and so on, until we finally have some bread to eat. Umalechas habegid lilboish. And then the melachas that we have from the 39 melachas to be able to make clothing, to be able to have fabric and clothing. The basic essential needs of a human being. Umalechas habinyin vaksiva, and building and writing and so on. Because if not for the chet, if not for that chet, if not for what happened in Gan Eden, the snake, all tzarchei adam, all the needs, all of our needs would have been taken care of, bli shum doifi v'chisar, without any chisroinus, without anything lacking or any deficiencies, without having to work. The working would be in ruchnias, which we're going to talk about. What is zareya? What is kaitzer, and so on. The work would have been in ruchnias, not the physical work that's needed now. That comes as a result of the chet. As a result of the chet, the earth was damaged, earthly existence was damaged, and man was damaged with the filth of the snake, of the nachash. And the nachash filled all of reality with its filth. With the filth meaning this feeling that creation has that it's separated from Elokus, from God. That's the filth of the snake. That feeling that the world has that we can exist without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called the zuam of the nachash. There's no bittul Elokus. There's no feeling of Hashem as being b'mali kolam, b'sovu kolam, leis osa panim. There's no feeling of that. There's no awareness of that everything is Elokus. That's the zuham of the snake. That's the confusion, the bilbul of the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra of the snake. And as a result of that pollution of the snake, where the world now sees itself as being its own separate, independent reality, apart from God, even if you believe in God and believe that there's a creator, but being apart from Him. As a result of that, tzarech malachas v'yigiyas, there needs to be malachas, work, physical work, and yigiyas, and tremendous, tremendous hard work and effort. Everything is birurim, birurim, and birurim, trying to find Hashem in our lives, trying to sort out between what is and what isn't, and to between the toiv and the ra. Ad shenimsa lechem lechel begel lelbosh, until a person has food to eat and clothing to wear. Obamis law said Yisukar Hakolim Yitz Hashem. In the future, all this is going to be repaired. K'may sha'amru Rabbi Seinu Zechron Levracha. Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetoytze Gluskos Uklemelos. Which Chazal tell us that in the future Eretz Yisrael on its own, not New York and not Canada, Eretz Yisrael on its own will bring forth bread and clothing. Gluskos Uklemelos. That it'll come to us the way that Adam and Chava were being served by Malachim in Gan Eden, without any of the Lamtes Malachis, without any Yigiyas. So too, in the future, I see the Eretz Yisrael shetoytzi gluskos uklemelos. V'nimtza shahamalocha v'hatoyrach humitzad hanochash. It comes out that the malocha, all of this work, and all of this toyrach, and this hard labor, and all of the difficulties that come with life in this world, humitzad hanochash, is because of the chet of Gan Eden. Mitzat HaNochash. Now, is that something that had to be? Did Adam and Chava have bechira in the fullest sense of the word? These are things we've spoken about over the years. It's not for now, because there are places in Chazal that seem to indicate that this was Hashem's plan, and this is what He wanted from us. These birurim. So, whether Adam and Chava had the sin, I didn't have to in the whole issue of Bechir Chavshis, is not for now. But when looking through Chazal, it becomes quite apparent that Hashem Yisbach had a long-term plan. And it wasn't just so poshut being in Gan Eden and going on in that state of things. I'm not going into that right now. Benkach u'benkach, the Metzias is acharachet. That's where in Benimster Shamalocha va'atoruch u'mitzad anochash u'beladeze l'hayushum toruch. And if not for that, what happened in Gan Eden, if not for that, then there wouldn't be any of this. Rak hayinu dvukim ba'Hashem Yisbarach. We would be in a state of dveikus ba'Hashem. U'malachteinu na'ases me'eleha, and whatever malacha was necessary as far as eating and clothing and so on, it would all happen on its own. K'mayl osid, as it's going to be when Mashiach comes, m'yitzah Hashem. Lizeh b'yom ha'Shabbos. Lizeh b'yom ha'Shabbos, and because of that, if you have some time, I'll share with you a little bit from the Be'er Ma'am Chaim that he brings here in the note, in Parashas Yisrael. Lizeh b'yom Shabbos Kodesh, therefore on Yom Shabbos Kodesh, Shemezgala Mekor HaNeshamas HaNekor Elam Haba, on Shabbos there is a Gilui in our lives here before Mashiach comes, Me'in Elam Haba, there's a Gilui of the Mekor HaNeshamas, of the root of the Neshamas. We see through the Schach on Shabbos, Mekor HaNeshamas HaNekor Elam Haba, which is called Elam Haba, Ashikishinizke Kulonabim Hairla Irish Yizgala, that we should all be Zaychim as Hashem. Kshinizke Kulonabim Hairla Irish Yizgala, that we should all be Zaycha, that should be soon, should be revealed. Hakol Yed Vekas Bashem Isbach. Therefore, on Shabbos is a day of Yom Nishmas, Dvekas Bashem. Tfilah, davening, learning, Dvekas Bashem. And therefore there's no need, and we shouldn't feel any need, chas v'sholem, on Shabbos to do any melacha at all. To do any melacha. Why? L'eis shemavhik habihirus shel olam haba. Because on this day of Shabbos, the light of olam haba, and don't think of it as a future world, think of that of the root of this world, right now, the light of Olam Haba is Mavik HaBehirus Olam Haba, is shining very brightly with Behirus. So Nesolon HaMelacha Habah Mizum HaSanachash, we are brought back to the state of Adam and Chava at some level, Adam and Chava before the snake, before the Nachash, and therefore all Melacha is forbidden. On Shabbos is Yom the Nishmasin, and on Shabbos we're connecting to the Pnimius of reality, not the Chitzonius. I'm going to explain a little bit more next week how, when it comes to this, these two dimensions of reality, the Pnimius and the Chitzonius, if it were possible for us, the Arizal says it's not before Mashiach, to completely rid ourselves of all connection to physical reality, to be mafshit, to remove from ourselves all connection to physical things, the Mela would be zeicher for that or of Adam Chava before the snake. But as we're going to talk a little bit more about next week, we're not on that madrega. We can't do that really before Mashiach comes. We just can't. So but what we can do until Mashiach comes is increase, to turn up the volume of the neshama on Shabbos. That we can do. We can't completely get rid. We do our best. We don't do the 39 malachas. And we try to increase the volume to the best of our ability to somehow come into contact with that light through the schach of Shabbos. We try. We can't remove our connection to the physical world. We can lessen, we can minimize, but we can't utterly remove it. As long as we're in the goof, we can't do that. But as much as possible, we're able on Shabbos to increase the intensity, or to increase our ability to enjoy that light that's coming through the sukkah on Shabbos. Nesel on our malach haba mizumas anachash. So all of the malachas that come from the zumas anachash, all of the 39 klalas, the 39 malkias, are forbidden on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're not, there's no birurim. Shabbos is chasna kala. Shabbos is yichudim. Shabbos, we're in a place of pnimius, not in a place of chitzonius, in a place of pnimius. And in that world of pnimius, it's gan eden, mikedem, and there are no 39 klolos. There's no snake. There's no malacha. Rak tzarech lios nimsa muchan hakol. Everything has to be prepared and ready before Shabbos. K'may Shamru, as the Gemara says, Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yorchel B'Shabbos. The one who is prepared and works hard before Shabbos, he'll be able to eat, he'll have what to eat on Shabbos. Okra Kosef U'Besvarm HaKol, as is explained in the Svarm. Let me just share with you for a minute, and we'll end with this, from the Be'er Ma'am Chaim. I think that you all know that the Be'er Ma'am Chaim is also the Mechaber of Siddur Shal Shabbos. And the whole lineage of Reb Chaim Chernovitz of the Be'er Ma'am Chaim is Shabbos. He lives Shabbos every minute of his life. It was Shabbos. And you know there was a story about a Yid that he did a big tayver for another Jew. And the Be'er Ma'am Chaim wanted to give him a reward for that. This man didn't want any money. He didn't want any reward. He asked for a ti'im, a taste of the Shabbos of the Rebbe, of the Be'er Ma'am Chaim. And the Baal Mechaim says, okay, I give you a bracha, you can have a taste of my Shabbos. And the guy went out of his kelim and he started screaming on the street, Shabbos! And it was a Sunday. He went crazy. He came home, he said to his wife, no work. She said, what do you mean no work? We're poor people. He said, Shabbos! Like, crazy. And she didn't know what to do with him. He was just walking around Shabbos. He says, the table puts on his back, and his shrine. It's Sunday. He does the and Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. And remember, the Be'er Ma'am Chaim gave him. He said a ti'im ba'alma, just a little bit. But he didn't have the kelim. He's a regular guy. He didn't have the kelim for such a Shabbos. Like even the tam of the Shabbos of the Be'er Ma'am Chaim. And the lady went running to the Be'er Ma'am Chaim. Do me a favor. You cursed him with Shabbos like this. I don't know what to do with him. He's not doing anything. He just sits around the whole day, like you know, being Marvis Sedrin, waiting for Shabbos. I don't know what to do with him. So the Be'er Ma'am Chaim took away from him. Took away from that just a ti'im of Shabbos, a taste of his Shabbos of Be'er Ma'am Chaim. To be masik. So his whole Indian was Shabbos. But the Be'er Ma'am Chaim was Shabbos. Everything's Shabbos. So he brings in Parshas here, so Be'er Ma'am Chaim, just listen. Kihini says, Kola Isiyas HaNitana B'Lam HaChol Sheisi Me'amayis B'Lam HaTes Malachas, all that we do during the 6 days of the week, the 39 Malachas, Kulam Heim Levarer Anfei HaKedusha, all of the 39 Malachas, and this is what we're going to be starting with, Mitzvah Shem, all of the 39 Malachas are one thing. Levarer Anfei HaKedusha, to try to sort out and to find the Kedusha, to find that root in Ruchnius and spirituality that is at the pnimius of planting and plowing and so on. What's the Koach in Elokus that's at the root of that Malacha? What's the Koach in Elokus? The Koach Oisis HaTorah HaMulaboshim HaMutafim B'chol HaBriyah. And what are the Oisis of Torah, the letters of Torah of Kedusha that are enclosed, that are hidden and enclosed in all that exists in the Arbi Yisaidis of Eish, Ruach, Maim, and Ofer, V'Arbi Minim, HaKoylim, Koltzval, Shoyim, Shem, Doimim, Semech, Chaim, and Abar, everything that exists is Oisius of the Torah, letters of the Torah, letters of Hashem's name, everything that exists contains within that Shurish of Ruchnius. Our job and all that we're doing is to try to come to the Shurish of what Zerei is, of what Kaitzer is, what Chayr Zerei, what they are, and to come to the Kaitzer Ruchni. What does that mean in Ruchnius? Vayidei ma'asha, and to find the Elokus inside of everything. Vayidei ma'asha odam miyageya atzim b'charishu b'zviya. And when a person is busy during the week, plowing and planting, bishul, ma'achalim and cooking, chadayim b'kol olam tes malachas, mekam kol divrei Torah v'mitzvos atluim b'chol advarim, and the person conducts himself while working during the 6 days of the week, he conducts himself 100% according to Shulchan Aruch. This is the beginning of all Birurim. Before, we're not talking about anything fancy in Kabbalah. We're talking about Shulchan Aruch. Keeping Shulchan Aruch. You go to work. You're not making any Birurim if you're cheating the guy, you understand. It means doing everything 100% according to Shulchan Aruch. Kamala Sachash B'Shoy V'Chamor. So in the old days, it meant, be careful when it comes to Shatnas Kalayim with the animals that you're working with. When you're plowing. And you have to keep everything, the halachas of how Shumas and Maisus. And to do everything the right way, 100%. All the malachas that we do to get to some food and to get to some clothing. And you do it, he says, the aleph beis of all the birurim is doing it properly according to halacha, and you do everything the right way. By that already, you're breaking the outer shell of the snake, of this physical malacha. And you're getting to the Ratzon Hashem. again to the Rosh Hashanah. You go into the Orav Hashem. Umachnia kach gash misadorahu, uklipas hara vachitzainim asayvim oyesam yasabriya. And that clip of the snake that is surrounding, that's covering that case, that skin of the snake that's around everything. You're breaking it. Mepchinas shviras malachim kadmoin, has to do with the shviras akelum that we've spoken about. Umizbara koech hagdush vatoiv mehen, and by that, by doing your work according to the Shulchan Aruch and being it, at your job and doing everything according to Shachar, you are already being the virer, tremendous, tremendous elokus, kedusha, just by that alone. For oilin lamayla lamayla, and oilin lamayla lamayla. So one of the Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov that those who are opposed to the Baal Shem Tov have like the biggest trouble with is when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that if you're learning a sugya of Shosh and Hagach. If you're learning the sugya for the ax, the gourd, and the gemara, you're learning bava kama, you're learning the gemara, and that's metabik yutelukus, al-chaskam bava kama, when you're actually working in the field. You can see how the mesnagim would have a hard time with this, right? Al-chaskam bava kama, if you're working in the field, then you're careful that your animal should be an animal that's taken care of with a proper shmir, that it shouldn't gore somebody else's animal. Al-chaskam bava kama. It was crazy on the Baal Shem Tov in that. To understand what the Baal Shem Tov was saying. He wasn't saying not to learn bava kama. But this always happens, even with smart people. That jump on that, that the Kiel, the Baal Shem Tov, all the time the Baal Shem Tov, the biggest Goyim, he himself was Goyim, a Goyim, all the Tzaddik, the Avni Nezer didn't learn Bava Kama. The Baal Tanya didn't know Bava Kama. It doesn't mean not to learn Bava Kama. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh says that Allah has come of a Kama, Allah has come of a Kama, the Birurim, he wasn't saying that you shouldn't learn. Learning itself, Nigla, we'll talk about it a little bit more next week, learning itself, Nigla, as the Arizal teaches us, it's all about breaking the klipas. It's all about toiv and ra, tamei and tor. So it's all birur of learning, nigla. Only when you get to panimis of Torah, then it's yichud mamash at Shabbos. But the Torah of nigla is all tamei v'tor. It's all etzadas toiv and ra. It's all because of the klolus of the nachash that we can't come to the maskanas and we don't understand our learning. We have to have a million habaminis back and forth and kashas. And through the kashas and through our answering the kashas, we're being mevara this sugi and we're breaking through the klipas of the nachash that are surrounding every sugi in Shas is surrounded by klipas. And that's a tremendous, tremendous schus that we have. The same way when it comes to working. If a person is at work and he does his work honestly, he's erlich, and he follows everything it says in Shulchan Aruch, and he does things kalacha, he's breaking through klipas. He's causing a tremendous, tremendous aliyah, lamala, lamala. It's such an aliyah to everything that's going on. That's what you meant by Shosh Nagach. If you're busy at work and you're doing things the right way, it's a tremendous aliyah. Tremendous, tremendous aliyah. It's breaking through that exterior of the nachash and saying that no, even though I can make 10 times the amount on this deal if I give a little bit of a different knach and I make it a little bit like this and I say it a little bit like that, even though it's not 100% elah, I wouldn't want anybody doing that to me, but I'm going to make some extra money like that. So by doing that, there's the klip of the nachash. It means you're not a mammon. It means that you buried this under the snake. You buried this moment under the snake. But if you have that opportunity to make more money, but it's not going to be 100% kedas or kedin, and you're mezgaber, that's a birur of kedusha. It's unbelievable what a person is doing. So that's the beginning of all the birurim. It's just to work the right way. When you do that, the ra, the snake, the skin, falls into the umkut tomer all the way down. The zehu. And this is all that we're doing during the 6 days of the week. This is the story of our lives, what we're doing. Then in the future, now on Shabbos, and in the future when Mashiach comes, we're not going to have to be involved in these birurim anymore. As it says in the Psukim all over Tanakh, the mountains are going to drip with honey, whatever. All of these descriptions of how the world will itself bring forth all of its brachas, because then there's no longer going to be the klipa of the nachash, and everything will just do the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is that everything's going to be there. It's just going to all be there. It's going to be easy. As far as Taisik Luskos, the earth, Eretz Yisrael, is going to bring forth bread and clothing. Kamar Mechazal, he called Hamalachas Hemla Tikun Malchin Kadmai. Because all of the Malachas are to be Mavara, to clarify, to make Birurim, to repair whatever we can from this Shvias HaKedem that took place at the beginning of time. the klipas and the snake and so on to fix this. Hashayidei ha'kod b'patish v'amalocha b'dorahu b'kim ha'mitzvah atluyas b'ad, that by our doing this malocha and believing that every single penny that we make comes from Hashem and doing our work honestly and so on, b'kim ha'mitzvah atluyas b'ad, by being mekayim all the mitzvahs that are connected to this particular line of work. If you're a lawyer, whatever mitzvahs are for a lawyer. If you're a doctor, whatever doctor. If you're an accountant, if you're a milkman, if you're a farmer, whatever the malocha, whatever the halachas are that your work is depending upon, and you live according to those halachas, and you're conscious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the source of your bracha, yisukan adorahu v'yushba koach haklipa, then you're able to make the tikkunim, and you're able to break that klipa, hasoyus adorazah, and those are the hachanas that the Yosha Devarim is talking about that you make for Shabbos. After a week like that, of hard work, but hard work with Hashem, and hard work with the Shulchan Aruch, and doing the lamates malachas, after a week like that, that's called the Hachana for Shabbos. Then when you come to Shabbos, then for such a Jew, when it comes to Shabbos, there are big openings in the Schach. Big openings in the Schach. And then he's able to actually come into the world of the 39 Malachas, not as Klolas, but each Malacha is an Ur. It's a different type of spiritual light that the person is able to connect through, instead of having to go out in the field and being a Zareya, through the person's learning, and his Zmiris, and his Davening on Shabbos, and his eating on Shabbos. He's able to make all of the yichudim, all the groom, all the yichudim without any physical work, the way that it was meant to be, the way that it was with Adam Mechav and Ganeid Mekedim, and that's the way that it's going to be when Mashiach comes. Our avoda during the week is what we're learning about, and on Shabbos, we have the ability, even now, as we're going to continue through the limudim, we have the ability even now to come into contact with a much, much more intense ruchnius than during the week. And Bez Hashem, so next week I'll maybe do a little bit of a sikkum before Yantar, and a little bit just putting things together. And then Bez Hashem, maybe even next week, we'll be able to start with the nigla of learning the malacha of Zareya.